President Trump's technology advisors have been talking to career chief information officers about their issues. White House aide Jared Kushner has been tapped to lead the Office of American Innovation. That'll focus in part on acquisition. Old topics, but each of the last three administrations has deployed a strategy for IT acquisition. Joining me with what the next challenges might be, former Office of Federal Procurement Policy Administrator Angela Stiles, now chair of the law firm Kroll Mooring. Angela, good to have you on.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
With all of this policy that was in place by the Obama administration, which replaced all of the policy for IT acquisition from Bush, it goes really back to the early Clinton administration. What do you think is left to reform here?
I actually think there's a lot left to reform, whether it's IT or general acquisition. It's actually become more complicated to buy than easier to buy. And in some ways, I think we need to look back to the original Clinton changes and see if we can actually go back to what was intended there and make it easier for our federal government employees to access the marketplace. You know, we've really put up, whether it's Congress or the administration through regulations, more and more requirements to make it harder and harder for them to actually get the products and services that they need, whether it's IT or whether it's just plain commercial items. It's actually harder to buy now than it was 10 years ago.
The policy under Clinton administration, in part, was to give a lot more discretion to contracting officers. And they brought in a revived, I guess you would say, oral presentations and rapid down selects. Has all of that mostly gone by the wayside?
Almost all of it's gone by the wayside. Even some of the most fundamental reforms in terms of commercial items and ensuring that you didn't have every single law apply to commercial items was never actually implemented. There's a whole lot of flexibilities that exist in the statutes that would give a lot of discretion to contracting officers to just buy what they need to buy when it's simpler things to purchase.
We also have the FITARA legislation for reforming part of procurement, and also it gives a different budgetary authority to CIOs, and agencies haven't really fully inculcated those statutes yet. Could that help if they speeded that one up?
I think it could help. It's hard to tell whether Congress knows what they're doing when they legislate how you should buy. And I know that they intended to, you know, give greater flexibilities to CIOs, but it hasn't really been fully implemented. And I think it's a question of does Congress know what they're doing when they implement that? Is this such a large nut to crack at this point that, you know, you really have to look at it agency by agency, or is this something you're really doing government-wide? It's the largest purchaser in the world. And so how you slice and dice it and what's right for the Department of Veterans Affairs versus what's right for Interior may be really different things.
Because the GSA has also been pursuing the category management strategy, and it's really not their idea. I mean, this was something that the administration wanted, and GSA has, I think, been effective at getting category management established. But is category management the best strategy for giving that discretion and just simply letting agencies go get the best deal they can?
I don't think it is. I don't know if you've tried to read the guidance on it, but it's certainly not written in English. And so any agency that I've talked to and anybody in the Hill that I've talked to about category management doesn't actually understand what they're trying to achieve through category management. So I would say that it hasn't been effective and may actually not be the best route to purchasing or to give agencies flexibility. You know, there's this constant tension between centralization and giving the agencies flexibility. And I think in category management, you saw centralization, but not terribly well explained to the agencies what the benefit was going to be to them or to the taxpayer or otherwise.
Small business has also not been real thrilled with that idea if it looks like large areas of commodities would be going nationwide to a few category management vendors.
That's exactly right. And they, you know, small businesses were really hurt when GSA decided to do that with office supplies, and you see the backlash of it now because DOD just says, we're not going to participate in strategic sourcing for office supplies anymore. We're going to have EMAL. It's a lot more like an Amazon or a Walmart option. We didn't think it was effective. I mean, they never say that outright, but they're not participating in it anymore. And some of that has to do with the backlash from small businesses that were put out of business or severely harmed because of the consolidation to larger companies.
We're speaking with Angela Stiles, chair of Kroll Mooring, the law firm. She's also former administrator of the Office of Federal Procurement Policy. The other thing that was pursued pretty vigorously when you were in office under the Bush administration was A76 competitions to get to the, you know, most efficient organization, MEO idea. Those were halted altogether. There's been no sign that there's any revival there. What's your thought about whether A76 can be used effectively?
Well, A76 was a compromise that looked at whether the public sector or the private sector was the best provider of a particular service. I think you see ideologically this administration favors outsourcing. I think that you will see a bent towards outsourcing as opposed to competition in this administration, where you saw, I think, in the Obama administration, a bent towards keeping things inside instead of using the process like A76.
So what's your best advice for Jared Kushner now that he's going to be looking, we presume, at acquisition? It wasn't clear what this whole OAI is totally all about yet. I don't think we've seen more since the original announcement. But the press secretary, Sean Spicer, said after the announcement came out that we understand government is not precisely a business, but there are some business-like things, I guess I'm paraphrasing, that could be done. So what do you think Kushner should focus on?
Well, I think government is bigger than you ever expect it to be, and you really have to put the right people in place. You really have to have some politicals in place, a GSA administrator or a PD administrator, head of acquisition at DOD. You really need strong politicals in place in those positions, and they also need to rely on the career people to start looking at how can we make this more flexible, how can we make this work better. And I think there's just some basics to even start with. I would start with commercial items and say, how can we take away all of these restrictions, all of these paperwork that we have on simple things that everybody buys on Amazon in the private sector? But it's just really, you can't do it all yourself. And so you really have to rely on good people that are political people and good careers that really just want to make this better and do the right thing in the government.
They've been listening to CIOs, but it sounds like some chief acquisition people and maybe some even basic 1102s ought to maybe stand up and be heard.
I think that's exactly right. I mean, these people, I think they feel overburdened by the regulations at this point. They know the system. They know how to make this work right. But I think, over a couple of decades now, instead of making it easier, whether it's Congress or through regulations, has made it harder and harder for people to do what is innately, figuring out what's the right thing to buy for our taxpayer to get the mission done, as opposed to you can look at DOD and you can look at the National Defense Authorization Act. I mean, how many requirements do we have to put on pricing for commercial items? These are commercial items, right? We should be able to figure out the price reasonableness. Certainly you and I do it every day when we buy commercial items, ourselves. I suspect our 1102s can do the same and provide really good advice for that.
As the government buys a greater percentage or spends a greater percentage of its dollars on services versus products, what do you think needs to be done to maybe get the services buy made as regularized as product purchase?
Well, it's always going to be a little bit more complex. So, anything that you get done as a service, not like an oil change, right? You can compare the oil change at Jiffy Lube to the oil change at your dealership and you're getting the same oil change, right? But the more complex you get in the services, the harder it is to judge both quality and pricing and everything else. So it is figuring out what things are very simple and regularized and putting those aside and saying, you can figure that out and you can determine the pricing. And then really understanding what an agency's needs are. And that's where it comes into the differentiation between the agencies. When I talked about the VA versus Interior, what the VA needs for services is very, very different than what the Department of Interior, the Department of Education, or the Department of Defense needs in terms of services. And you really have to rely on people from a program perspective at those agencies to get it right in terms of what is it that we need. Rely on the private sector to at least help you start initially coming up with ideas for what that looks like and buy that in the right way that you're paying a reasonable price for it.
Angela Stiles is chair of Crowell Morning and former administrator of the Office of Federal Procurement Policy. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you very much.
We'll post a link to this interview at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive.